In my opinion, there isn't a more exciting period of the year than NCAA tournament time, when the men's and women's basketball seasons culminate with the road to the Final Four. My name is Josh Centaur, and today I'm with NCAA President Miles Brand to discuss the NCAA basketball tournaments. Dr. Brand, how's everything this morning?
We're doing great, Josh.
Yesterday was Selection Sunday, and tonight is Selection Monday for the women's tournament. What can we expect out of the 2006 tournament?
You're going to get exceptional tournaments. I think we have another batch of great teams. Last year's tournaments were really outstanding. We think this year's will be even better. This is the most exciting time of year from my perspective, too. I mean, it is the peak.
I can hardly decide what's for dinner every night. It's a difficult decision in my house. One thing I can't ever get my hand on is how the committees make their decisions to put which teams in and which teams out.
Those are tough decisions. Both the men's and women's committees have approximately 10 people on them. We literally lock them in a hotel room, not the same room, on different floors. We lock them in hotel rooms for a week. They have all the data, RPI information. I mean, we're providing them online with every game each team played, what the score was, what the opponents were doing. I mean, we have a ton of data. Of course, a number of the teams have automatic qualifying AQ if they win their tournament in their conference. This committee then watches literally hundreds, maybe thousands of games before they get locked up. So they are just overwhelmed with this information. And then they work it out. They rank those teams in detail. These are very knowledgeable people, former basketball coaches, athletic directors, conference commissioners. They rank those teams. Don't have any say about any team in their own conference, but teams in the other conferences. And they do about as good a job as you can. It's not a formula. This is really important. It's not a formula that you get a certain amount of what this computer says or that RPI rating says. These are subjective judgments by the best informed people in this business.
I couldn't do it. I have all the respect in the world for the people that sit in those rooms. Incredibly difficult decisions. What makes this tournament so exciting? Is it the one-and-done formula? Is that what makes it so exciting?
I think that makes it exciting. The Cinderella teams, you know, you never could tell who's going to win. West Virginia, Bucknell, I mean, last year, great performances. Some of the first-seed teams give way early on. I think the one-and-done tournament. But you know what I really think it is? I think it's the absolute excitement and commitment of the student athletes. I think they are so excited to be playing on national television for this championship, where every game is televised, and not only locally in their own conference, but nationally, everyone's watching them. I mean, I think the excitement that the student athletes have for it is what makes the tournament great.
Can other sports emulate what men's and women's basketball has done?
You know, other sports are exciting, too. They don't get as much TV time and as much visibility, but you know, take the College World Series in Omaha. Boy, is that exciting! And you know that the student athletes there are very excited to be in Omaha as well. Women's softball has been absolutely incredible. You know, last football games we saw last Rose Bowl was absolutely incredible. I think again, it's all because of the student athletes' performance and their level of excitement for the games.
Now you mentioned the Rose Bowl. Do you think that people will get as excited about that and the BCS bowls because it's not done in a tournament format?
Well, you know, there's a lot of difference of opinion of that. And I know the media wants us to move towards a tournament. The presidents of the universities in Division I-A are the decision makers here. And they've decided they wanted to really emphasize the regular season games. And they didn't want to turn this into an NFL-type playoff situation. There is probably something intermediate between an NFL playoff situation and the current system. And over time, that may change. Right now, they have a Fox contract to broadcast the games, I think, for about 4 or 6 more years. And it's not likely much will change when that's over. When it's over, they might move towards a modest tournament situation, or they might not. But right now, the presidents have made the decision they don't want to do that.
Last year, I had the pleasure of sitting in with the Boston College women's basketball team as their fate was announced, and I hope that they have some good fate tonight. Women's basketball clearly moved its selection show to Monday. What does that say about the game of women's basketball, getting its own night there?
Yeah, I think that's an important statement. It shows the evolution and maturity of the women's game. I mean, the men's game was getting all the attention, on the Sunday night release of information. And, you know, then the women were, I wouldn't say an afterthought, but they weren't getting the due attention that the quality of that sport now deserves. So by moving them to Monday, I think we could put the spotlight appropriately on the women's game in that tournament, where we haven't done that as much before. You know, ESPN gets a lot of credit for this, and they were arguing that we really need to put more visibility on the women's game. And I couldn't agree more. The women's game is growing by leaps and bounds. It is really one of our growth sports.
What makes it so different and unique from the men's game? It's not the same game.
It's not the same game. You're right. They play as hard, and it's as rough, but it's a different game. A little more finesse, actually a little better shooting.
I agree.
They are very athletic, but they don't necessarily play above the rim the same way the men's do. And there's one really critical difference. You know, the women's game actually is more team basketball. I mean, if you can watch the zones develop, you can see the play in a way that the men's game, which is a faster game, is harder for the fan to see. So I think actually in many ways the women's game is more enjoyable because you could see it develop, the plays develop on the court better.
I think it's a great game too because you can go with your kids, younger kids, and explain the game as you see it happening as well.
Well, I think that's right. I think women's basketball is a fan-friendly, family-friendly game. We see a lot of retirees and young kids in the game. So there are avid fans, let me assure you, there are avid fans for women's game, but it also has a much broader appeal, I think, than the men's game at this point.
We're seeing women's games during the regular season now on television on a nightly basis. How popular can women's basketball get?
Oh, I think women's basketball is just beginning to create visibility and popularity. I think it has a long ways to go, or there's great upside that hasn't been realized. It's far more popular now than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. We see that in the number of fans going to the games and the interest of television media. The sellouts on a dome Final Four, I mean, all that we see is evidence. But I think the women's game has an enormous upside.
I think the parity in among the teams in Division One, especially, has really seemed to help the game. What do you think about that?
In women's game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe those couple teams.
I think so, but I don't think we're all the way there. I think you're right. It's more than a dozen teams now. Maybe it's three dozen teams. But I don't think we have the level of parity we need in the women's game. I think that is a goal we have to accomplish so that we will have actually more women's games as they're seeded all the way down to 64. I mean, all those teams, I think, will be as good. It will be better in the future. But I think parity is an issue in the women's game that we really have to work on.
There are a lot of games between the two tournaments. Do you get to take any of them in?
Oh, yes. I take in as many as I can. I'm a big basketball fan. I'm a little bleary-eyed by the end, but it couldn't be more fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the women's bracket release tonight. Thank you for joining us on Mondays with Miles. Mondays with Miles can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each Monday morning. If you'd like to subscribe, you can find it on our podcast on iTunes. Dr. Brand, thanks again.
Pleasure, Josh.